Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, listening for his voice. This study covers Mark chapter 7 through 13 and is a continuation of the previous study, Jesus experiencing his touch. And that study covers Mark chapters 1 through 6. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to not only the last Bible study, but several others that I hope will be a blessing to you. And just so you know, you can find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, Loving God and Others, The Heart of True Faith, and Jesus Experiencing His Touch. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to carefully observe the text so that we can more effectively understand and interpret God's Word. And now, please open your Bibles and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you will continue to help us understand what it truly means to be your disciple as we study your word. Help each of us to walk faithfully with you every single day, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to begin on page 68, and today we're going to be looking at Mark chapter 11, verses 12 through 19. On page 68, in the observe section, it says to mark each reference to Jesus with the cross. We're going to double underline anything that indicates location, including the temple. We're going to also mark all references to the word prayer. And they want you to make a shape similar to an oval, but is opened up at the top. So let me repeat that. Anytime we see the word prayer, we're going to mark that with an oval shape. However, that shape is opened at the very top. Okay, and the next marking is to mark each reference to the word teaching with a capital T. Okay, so again, we're looking at Mark chapter 11, verses 12 through 19. On the next day, when they had left Bethany, he became hungry. So mark Bethany and mark key for Jesus. The next verse, seeing at a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if perhaps he would find anything on it. So I double underlined distance and I marked he and he for Jesus. And when he came to it, so mark he, found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. So mark he again. He said to it, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. So mark he, and his disciples were listening, mark his. Then they came to Jerusalem, double underline Jerusalem, and he entered the temple, mark the temple, and began to drive out those who were buying and selling in the temple, mark the temple again, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he would not permit anyone to carry merchandise through the temple. So mark he, mark the temple. And he began to teach and say to them, so mark he, mark teach. It is not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations. So mark my for Jesus, mark house again, and mark the word prayer. But you have made it a robber's den. So mark it, referring to the temple. Verse 18, the chief priests and the scribes heard this and began seeking how to destroy him, mark him, for they were afraid of him, mark him again, for the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. So mark his, mark teaching as well. And the last verse, when evening came, they would go out of the city. So double underline out of the city. Okay, and as always, I'm going to read through the text without interruption. And please, if you did not get all the markings, this is a good time to complete the markings. So again, we're looking at Mark chapter 11, verses 12 through 19. On the next day, when they had left Bethany, he became hungry. Seeing at a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if perhaps he would find anything on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. He said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples were listening. Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturn the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he would not permit anyone to carry merchandise through the temple. And he began to teach and say to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations,' but you have made it a robber's den?" The chief priests and the scribes heard this and began seeking how to destroy him, for they were afraid of him, for the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, they would go out of the city. Okay. And we're going to look at several questions. Before doing that, on page 69, there is an insight box, and it says here, "Leaves on fig trees preceded the bearing of fruit. Apparently, being hungry and seeing the leaves, Jesus expected fruit." Okay, and the first question says, summarize the events that took place between verses 12 and 19. We read Jesus and his disciples had left Bethany on their way to Jerusalem, and Jesus, we know, became hungry and walked toward the fig tree, which he had seen in the distance. However, there were no figs on the tree, and we know that he cursed the fig tree, and we saw that in verse 14. Jesus and his disciples came to the temple in Jerusalem and found people buying and selling. He drove the people out, turning over tables and chairs. He would not permit anyone with merchandise in the temple. And also, looking at verse 17, it says here, "And he began to teach and say to them, 'Is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a robber's den?'" As a result of this teaching, what he had spoken, the chief priests and scribes began seeking how to destroy him. And it also says that Jesus left the city. Okay, it says on verse 19, when evening came, they would go out of the city. So of course, the disciples were with Jesus. Okay, moving on to the next question. It says, what seemed to be Jesus's reason for cursing this fig tree? Well, he found nothing but leaves on the fig tree. It was not producing any fruit. Okay. The next question on page 70 says, Mark told us Jesus had walked through the temple when he entered Jerusalem the day before and looked at everything. What did he do in the temple on this day and why? Well, let's go back to verse 15 and 16. So we know that if we go back to those verses, that he drove out those buying and selling and those, of course, carrying merchandise. We know he turned over tables and seats of those who were selling doves. And also we know, of course, that he taught and stated that his house would be a house of prayer. Okay, so that was a very important part of that passage that we just read. Okay, and going on to the next question, it says, what did Jesus teach this day, and what was the response of the different people who heard him? He taught that his house shall be called a house of prayer. He compared it to a robber's den. It was not being used as the Lord had intended. Also, we know in verse 18, it tells us that the chief priests and the scribes began seeking how to destroy Jesus, for they were afraid of him. For the crowd was astonished at his teaching. So the chief priests and the scribes, they continued to reject Jesus, while others really were amazed and astonished at the teaching of Jesus. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.